the Shmona Esra, the Amida, actually begins before Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu V'lkei Aviseinu, in the Siddur of Ram Amram Gaon, in the Siddur of Rav Sadia Gaon. The first expression, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tehilasecha, is an expression of our desire to daven, and a prayer from Tehillim, Nun Aleph, asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us daven. Firstly, it is like what we would call Netilas Rishus, getting permission. Who are we to come before the Almighty and to daven? To be in communication with the Ribbono Shel Olam? What tremendous obligation that places upon us, but it also is opportunity, privilege. Who are we to be so privileged? This is part of what we express by saying, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me part my lips correctly. Ufi Yagid Tehilasecha, then I'll succeed in my mouth expressing praise and the right praise. Tehilasecha, the praises that are truly the praises of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In addition to being Netilas Rishus, it's also a way of our asking for help, because it's so difficult to find the right words. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nevi'im, among the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, were the last of the Nevi'im, if they told us what the right words are, we still need help to understand the words and to impart the meaning that comes from our hearts, that flows into the words. The words are like a guf, and the meaning and the sense of what we're saying is the neshama of our tefillah. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to please bring about the successful expression from within us, help us to properly daven, to properly do this, worship this avodah of tefillah. It's interesting that what's chosen here is sfasai. The safa is the lip or the language, but sipa also means a boundary, a border, because that which comes out of the person, that which is expressed through the lips, comes from the inner essence of the human being, and then comes to expression by what we say. In the words, we are imparting something from the innermost recesses of our essence of who we are, and expressing this sense of our neshamos, and expressing this sense of what comes from within, what is our soul. It's now revealed, it's being displayed as it comes to the fore, to the border or edge, to the sipa, where we make contact with the world, where we reach out and extend and make our connection to the Almighty. It's affected at this border, at this sipa, at these lips. And that is why the word safa, the word for Hebrew for lips, is the same word as the word sipa, which is for a border. It's the place where we effect this coming together. It's where what's inside of us becomes revealed and then becomes that which we extend out and hope will become the conduit for what we will offer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our effort to be in communion with the Ribbono Shel Olam as we daven. The lips are also an important guard. Lips are meant to be sealed, not parted. When we are careful, when we know what not to say, so then we are reticent. We are more silent than not. Chachameinu tell us that nothing's so good and healthy as shesika. So if we're going to speak, we ask HaKadosh Baruch to help us. Help us speak correctly. Help us speak wisely. So that when we open our mouths, it'll be with beauty, and the beauty of our neshamos, and the beauty of our reaching out to you correctly, that will emanate from our parted lips. If we are not going to keep our mouths shut if we are allowing with shmira of our lips to open them, then Hashem, please help us so that they are made to open, but made to open with only beauty and only grandeur and true praise of You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, emanating from these lips. The first bracha is Avos, so-called, because we invoke Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, You are the one we come to. You are Elokei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And we are implying that we are the descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We are identifying ourselves, if you will, to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a little bit like someone, Lahavdil, comes before a great and important official and presents his credentials. When a person comes representing his country, representing his people, so he comes, you know, diplomatically and presents who he is and who he wishes to represent. And he comes before the reigning power and humbly says, this is who has sent me. So we are coming before You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Bnei Yisrael, the descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov play another very important role here. That is that in the beginning of every bracha, and this, the Shemoneh Esrei, is a series of brachos, we would say, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Master of the Universe and Reigning King of the Universe. And yet here, we don't say Melech. Tosfos says that in the place of Malchus, in the place of saying Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, we say Elokei Avraham, because he was Mamlech, he is the one who brought the reign of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be known and felt and recognized throughout the world. So that's how we are accomplishing an expression of Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. The Tur, Ben Yaakov Ben Osher, says that when we say Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibor, V'Hanoira, what we are doing is describing everything that a Melech is. Omnipotent and powerful and awe-inspiring, that is tantamount to saying Melech HaOlam. Note that before we say Elokei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we say Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoseinu. And when we do mention Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we say Elokei Avraham, and then repeat Elokei Yitzchak ve'Elokei Yaakov. We don't lump them together and say that it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who was the Elokim of Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov. The understanding of this is that first and foremost, every generation has to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokim, meaning the judge and the deciding factor over all of our lives, and He is the Elokim who we must seek out in our time, in our way, who we are, like we would say, Ba'asher Husham. We cannot propose to understand and reach out to and come to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way it was done a generation ago, or two generations ago. It has to be now, today, in the manner in which we can successfully reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu today. And the struggle to know Hashem, the struggle to reach and commune with Hashem, is different in each generation. So first of all, Elokeinu, You're the one who is running our lives. You're the one who's making the decisions of what happens today. And we need to understand why those decisions are made the way they're made. We need to reach out to You about those decisions. We need to understand Your greatness as can be seen and appreciated in what You are doing now as Elokeinu. We don't propose to be to come to You or be religious Jews because of our avos. The way things were between You and the Avos is not alone the reason why we follow in their footsteps. Because we know that we have to forge our relationship with You, our way, as is appropriate, as is necessary in our time. With the response to what's happening in our time, godly response to what's happening in our time, that's appropriate to our time. Elokeinu, our God. Furthermore, before us, in each generation of our avos and avos avoseinu, you are Elokeinu. You were there, Elokim. And each of those great generations of the past reached out to you and responded and interacted with you in the way they knew how. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Yaakov. And you were the Elokim of the Avos. And each of the Avos represents a unique manner of coming to you and of service of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Avraham's Midah, Chesed, the Gvura, and the self-sacrifice and the willingness to sacrifice himself of Yitzchak. Yaakov and the Mesiris Nefesh and the travails of life, and yet being able to rise up and give birth to the nation, Mitasa Shleima. These are the qualities of individual Avos, and each of the Avos forged his own path, in addition to, of course, embracing the Elokim of their father before them. That's why the order is Elokeinu, then Velokei Avoseinu, and then individually each of the Avos, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Yaakov, because no one of those Avos, nor any of the generations that proceeded from them, none of them relied upon their father or their father's father's way of avodah. They all understood they must make their way to the Ribbono Shel Olam, each generation. Its own responsibility is to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu personally, not just merely by extension of and by being descendants of those who came before them. So on the one hand, we are invoking that we are the descendants of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And indeed, the Gemara says we believe that there is Schus Avos. And if Schus Avos has ended, if Tamos Schus Avos, Tosfos says that Bris Avos has not, the covenant with the Avos is not abrogated. It's still Kayam. It still is extant. And it's still operative. Nevertheless, that's not what we rely upon. That's how we identify ourselves, and they are who we emulate, but we endeavor that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will be, and we recognize you necessarily as Elokeinu, our Elokim. Mentioning Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov individually, as Rashi famously quotes Chachameinu, Gemara in Pesachim, says that saying Avraham is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ve'eschal l'goy gadol, and he became Av HaMoyin Goyim. Zehu Sha'imrim Elokei Avraham. And then Va'avarechacha, he was blessed, and he had Yitzchak. So that's why we say Elokei Yitzchak. Va'agadlo Shmecha, the great idea of the nation, and Va'agadlo Shmecha, where literally the name goes from Yaakov to Yisrael, and then the entire idea of monotheism comes to be taught by Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Yisrael, and the holy nation Israel, that causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name to be known and great, and all of the monotheism flows from the example of the people Israel. This is V'agad L'Shmech, that's Yaakov, who became Yisrael. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu V'heyeh Bracha, which was to say, B'chach Ha'ismin, that the bracha will conclude, Baruch Ato Hashem Magen Avraham. The chasima of the bracha, the conclusion and the signature note, is going to be Avraham alone. And that we'll be discussing as we come toward the end of the bracha. Hokel, Hagodol, Hagibor V'Haner. Hokel means Hakol Yochol. Kel means the ability to do, as Lot said, Yesh Le'el Yadi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kel, meaning he is omnipotent. There's nothing that he cannot do. Hagadol, that is in and of himself, his intrinsic greatness is the entire world. He is the universe. He is Makomo Shel Olam. There is nothing as big and nothing that compares to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Godless. Anything is his. All is him. Hagibar, that's in what he does. That's through the things, the maisim, that happen in the world as Hashem wishes them. V'hanayra, that's how we perceive them subjectively. That's what we sense as we watch what Hashem does, as we experience what Hashem does. It's nayra. It's awe-inspiring. Because there's nothing that is not done by Hashem, and no effect that He cannot and will not ultimately be responsible for. Everything is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and therefore He is Neira, a source of such awe, and a source of such a sense of inimitable greatness, with a dimension that's so beyond anything what a human being could possibly accomplish. Then we repeat Kel Elyon, as was said by Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem, calling Hashem Kel Elyon. That was a time of tremendous upheaval. Avraham Avinu came to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to pay tribute to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Malki Tzedek referred to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Kel Elyon. And that's because in a time when one cannot understand how and what has been accomplished by the tremendous upheaval, the Melchama of the four and five kings was truly the likes of a world war, and what its purpose was and what it achieved, Avraham Avinu was desperately trying to understand it, and he was obviously helped miraculously and felt that perhaps he had diminished all of his merit, his zechuyos, by that process. And there were people who he had, and he and his young cohorts and Damasek Eliezer, they had put people to the sword. They had killed their enemies. And it was a time, therefore, of great mystery. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described as Kel Elyon, because with all of the mystery that is history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. And while we cannot discern and cannot appreciate why things happen the way they do and why the process moves from stage to stage as it does, and we don't know what that ultimate great end goal will look like, and why these steps and stages of history need to be the steps that lead to that end goal, that's because He is Kael Elyon. Elyon meaning above, heavenly and above. We cannot understand, we can't grasp exactly what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants with what occurs, and what exactly is the reason and meaning for what transpires. But He is Kael Elyon. He's Kael, it's all His ken and all His ability that makes it happen, and it's Elyon. It's ne'elam in Shmei HaShemayim from us. We can't see it. It's above our intellectual grasp. But it's all correct. And it's all meaningful. It's all what we must trust in, because He is Kael Elyon. So the first Kael is what we can see. And what we know is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it. Kael Elyon is a confession and an admission to the fact that there's so much that's beyond our discernment, that He does, that's above and beyond our ability to appreciate, to know, to grasp, to understand. Ba'al Ishur, Rav Shlomo Volba, also said that the first Kael is the Kael of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing everything in this world, in Olam Hazeh. Kael Elyon, Rav Volba said, is that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do, and it's the midah, the manner in which He will direct a world and cause a world to be of a different nature when Olam Haba arrives. When the world will be so different, and our activities and what we are responsible for, the idea of Kvishas HaYetzer, overcoming the Yetzer Hara, all of that will have been in the past. It'll all be a different world, and therefore the entire modus operandi of the world will be completely different. We don't know what it'll be. We're not yet witness to it. We're not yet a part of it, but we will be. That's Keil Elyon. A higher, greater dimension will be attained and will be lived and shared by us. It'll be lived by us and shared by us. And it is true and it exists. It's Keil Elyon. It's the Hanhaga and the way he will be the God of the universe at that time, when the universe is in the Olam Haba stage. So the Keil HaGodol HaGibur V'Hanoira is in the Olam Hazeh stage. Keil Elyon, that higher Keil, is the manner in which he will be Keil and the manner in which he will be master of a universe of Olam Haba, in the world to come. Next time we'll continue with the rest of the first bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei.